scripture today comes from Judges chapter 16, beginning with verse 15. We're talking about a part of the story of Samson. Then she said to him, "How can you say I love you when you won't confide in me? This is the third time you have made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your great strength." With such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was tired to death. So he told her everything. "No razor has ever been used on my head," he said, "because I have been a Nazarite, set apart to God since birth. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man." When Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent word to the rulers of the Philistines, "Come back at once. He has told me everything." So the rulers of the Philistines returned with the silver in their hands. Having put him to sleep on her lap, she called a man to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. Then he called, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He awoke from his sleep and thought, "I'll go out as before and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Then the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, and took him down to Gaza. Binding him with bronze shackles, they set him to grinding in prison. But the hair on his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church, and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comments, the chat. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can do that as well on the website or the Christ Church app. We've been talking about unlikely heroes from the Bible. We're talking about another one today. Samson was an unlikely hero. You can read his full story in Judges 13 through 16. Samson was an amazing man and an incredible guy, and God used him as a great deliverer of Israel. But Samson had some weaknesses, some character flaws that got him into trouble. You know, that's always part of our story too. We also have weaknesses and flaws and even a sin nature. But we know that Jesus has come to redeem us, to forgive us, and to pour out the Holy Spirit's power to transform us, to change us. And that's the good news of the gospel. Samson was a flawed leader. What can we learn from his story, his life? Well, first of all, Samson's birth was miraculous. Post miraculous in the chat. In Samson's story, like with Moses and Gideon too, an angel of the Lord came with a special message. Judges 13, 2 through 3. A certain man of Zorah, named Manoah from the clan of the Danites, had a wife who was sterile and remained childless. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, "You are sterile and childless, but you are going to conceive and have a son." Wow! Another messenger from God. You will have a special child with a special anointing and a special calling on his life. The angel went on to tell her, "Don't drink wine, eat no unclean food, and don't put a razor to his head. He's going to be a Nazarite," a Hebrew word meaning separated or dedicated. He will be set apart to God from birth. Sometimes God does extraordinary things. In the scriptures, there were two others set apart to God at birth. The young boy Samuel in the Old Testament and John the Baptist in the New Testament. And of course, the story of Jesus' birth was extraordinary too. Sometimes God does extraordinary things, and Samson's birth was one of them. In one sense, every birth is an extraordinary thing. The miracle of a newborn baby and all the possibilities that are wrapped up in that newborn life are myriad. And that's why sanctity and the sacredness of life is a part of our Christian worldview. All persons are people of sacred worth. Well, as he grew up, the Spirit of God came upon Samson. Judges 13:24 says, "The woman gave birth to a boy and named him Samson. He grew and the Lord blessed him." Verse 25, "And the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him." Samson was born. He grew up and the Spirit of God came upon him. And over time, Samson became a one-man army. Once a lion attacked him and he tore it apart. Another time in a dispute with the Philistines, he defeated 30 of them over a bet. Samson defeated many more for killing his wife. Another time when the people of Judah handed him over to the Philistines, he broke the ropes and defeated 1,000 of them using an unusual implement. Judges 15:16 reads, "Then Samson said, 'With a donkey's jawbone, I have made donkeys of them. With a donkey's jawbone, I have killed 1,000 men.'" Samson was the Rambo of the Old Testament. Sometimes God gives extraordinary gifts. He did with Samson, gave him an amazing gift of strength. And God does that today as well. There are some amazing, talented, and gifted athletes in every sport you can name. Patrick Mahomes is a pretty impressive football player. There are people of extraordinary gifts in other arenas too: art, business, music. Bart Miller of Mercy Me is one of my favorite Christian artists. Sometimes God gives extraordinary gifts for his larger purpose. In Samson's case, God wanted to deliver Israel from the Philistines. Well, what else do we notice? Samson had a problem with relationships. He was a Nazarite, set apart, special, no alcohol, no unclean food, no razor to his head. Yet Samson had problems. We want our heroes without problems. We prefer them to be perfect, yet there are no perfect heroes except Jesus. It's important when Scripture says Jesus was without sin. That's why he's unique in all the world and can pay the price for our sin. Samson had a problem with relationships that involved his parents, his fellow Israelites, and women. In Judges 14:2, Samson says to his parents, "I have seen a Philistine woman in Timnah. Now get her for me as my wife." His father and mother replied, "Isn't there an acceptable woman among your relatives or among all our people? Must you go to the uncircumcised Philistines to get a wife?" But Samson said to his father, "Get her for me. She is the right one for me." His parents try to share their concerns about potential problems in marrying this woman, but Samson will not have it. He sees what he wants and he demands his parents do his bidding. He's brash, unbending, cocky, with no regard for his parents' wishes or opinions. I don't know about you, but I'm not impressed. That's not the attitudes that I'm looking for, but that's the point. He has this extraordinary gift of strength that sets him apart, and he knows it. Extraordinary gifts require extraordinary perspective. In the Marvel movie Spider-Man, Uncle Ben shares that great bit of advice with Peter Parker. Remember, he says, with great power comes great responsibility. I love that line. Jesus said it like this in Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, much is required. But how often do we see people with great gifts puffed up? Their perspective is, I'm great, I'm special, I'm unique, I am better than you, I deserve special treatment. Have you ever known people like that? Sometimes people with extraordinary gifts are like that, puffed up, full of themselves, but not all of them. Story is told of Henry Aaron, arguably the greatest home run hitter of all times before steroids came on the scene. Henry Aaron was trying to check into a hotel once, and the young clerk at the desk was telling him there were no more available rooms, when the manager recognized Henry Aaron, and he came over to get his autograph, and he started making a fuss. And when the manager assured Henry Aaron that his stay there would be perfect, the clerk began backpedaling and said, "Well, oh, well, it looks like we do have a room for you, Mr. Aaron, a splendid room. Why didn't you tell me you were someone special?" And Henry Aaron said, "Young man, I thought everyone was someone special." Extraordinary gifts call for extraordinary perspective, but often gifted people don't get it. Samson didn't. His source of strength became a source of arrogance and pride. Write arrogance in the chat. Over time, Samson believed he was invincible, untouchable. I have this strength. Nothing can really happen to me. Have we known gifted people like that? Athletes are notorious. Celebrity performers are as well. They seem to project an attitude that says, I'm gifted, therefore I'm above the laws of decency and respect and doing what's right. Samson's gift of strength became a source of arrogance and pride. He thought he was special. Samson also gave himself over to lust for beautiful women. His first wife, at least one prostitute, and then eventually he became involved with a Philistine woman named Delilah. She was beautiful and he became captivated by her. The Philistine said to Delilah, "We will give you a lot of money if you can get him to tell you the secret of his strength." So, Delilah goes to work. Samson was a great fighter of men, but no match, it turns out, for Delilah. Scripture says, "Beware of an unscrupulous woman." Proverbs 7:26, "Many are the victims she has brought down." Samson didn't worry about that. His arrogance, his pride were on full display. "I've got this very special power from God." "Yes, Samson, you have it, but to deliver Israel, not for your own selfish purposes." Well, Delilah was crafty and cunning. Samson was played, deceived, and eventually done in by her scheming. First, he toyed with her. He said, "Oh, you can tie me up with this or that." But eventually, he told her about his hair. His hair was the symbol of his strength from birth. Well, that's all she needed. While he was sleeping, Delilah had his hair shaved off. The sad thing was, Samson's power left him, and he didn't even know it. Judges 16:20. Then she shouted, "Samson, the Philistines are coming." He woke up and thought, "I'll get loose and go free as always." He did not know that the Lord had left him. Well, Samson's arrogance and pride cost him dearly. Remember this, misplaced confidence leads to disaster. That was true for Samson. It's true today as well. There are lots of vivid examples in the worlds of sports, politics, entertainment, and everyday life. We all know persons whose misplaced confidence led to disaster. It can happen to us too. That's why we need to come to God with repentance and sorrow and humility and put our trust in Jesus. The story is told of two guys, Bill and George, who were always competing with each other. They were skydiving enthusiasts. One day they got into an argument about who was the better packer of chutes, of parachutes, and then they went skydiving to settle the dispute. Well, Bill jumped first. He pulled the cord. He was gently floating to the earth. And then George jumped and he pulled his cord, nothing. He pulled the safety cord, nothing. And in a matter of seconds, he flew past Bill. Bill sees him go by and so he shouts, ripping off the harness to his chute, "You want a race, do ya?" Not the best idea. Well, Samson's fall, likewise, was swift and complete. After his hair was shaved, it didn't take very long. Judges 16:21. Then the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, and took him down to Gaza. Binding him with bronze shackles, they set him to grinding in the prison. The once great deliverer, blinded, shackled, and reduced to daily grinding at the mill. The young Nazirite, born to deliver God's people from the Philistines, is grinding at the mill. It was a sad sight. How did it happen? Is this what God wanted? No, but it can happen. It can happen to anyone. Every day we make choices. How are we going to use the God-given gifts that we've received? Remember this, our enemy is quick and happy to take us down. Samson's enemies were the Philistines. Our spiritual enemy, Satan, the scripture says, goes to and fro, roaming the earth, seeing who he can devour. He's ravaging a lot of people in our world today. People of all ages. His tools are many: hate, bitterness, unforgiveness, fear, anxiety, depression, anger, wrath, discord. If he can sow the right seeds, weeds that take root in our individual and our group hearts, he can bring us down. And that's why we need to become self-feeders of God's Word, why we need to be in worship, why we need to be connected with others in a small group, why we need to be in ministry to God with others in the body of Christ. Notice next, God did not abandon Samson. Samson was blind. He was grinding at the mill. He was struggling with the guilt and the shame of his failure. Have you ever been there? Yes, we can get there. But Samson never forgot his relationship with God. In fact, his pain and his shame somehow drew him closer. Sometimes God has to put us in the pit before we'll ever think to look up or to listen. God did not abandon Samson. His own foolishness caused his loss of sight, loss of strength, but God didn't abandon him. And then one day, the Philistines brought Samson out to make sport, to make fun of him. They placed him between two pillars of their Philistine temple. 3,000 Philistines had gathered to celebrate and to party. Judges 16:28 says, "Then Samson prayed to the Lord, 'O sovereign Lord, remember me. O God, please strengthen me just once more. Lord, do you remember me? Are you out there, Lord? Do you remember me?' Well, God did remember. And Samson's strength returned. And when he pushed down those pillars, all 3,000 were destroyed. God didn't abandon Samson. God doesn't abandon you either. What part of Samson's story relates to your story? Extraordinary gifts, misplaced confidence, problems with relationships, parents, peers, a man, a woman? Do you experience guilt and shame? Have you been grinding at the mill, at work, at home, in school, in a relationship? Remember, whatever your challenge, God will not abandon you. God is the God of second chances. He takes our mistakes and our mess-ups, and He redeems them. He's the one who can do that. He sent Jesus to make it all possible. So let's pray. Let's pray together. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, everlasting Lord, we thank You for Samson's life, another unlikely hero that You used anyway. We learn a lot from his story. He had an incredible gift of strength, but not the best perspective about it. His arrogance and pride led to his eventual blindness and captivity. Lord, keep us from acting that way. May we reflect humility and grace and respect in all of our interactions. We are forever grateful for You, God. You do not abandon us. Help us, like Samson, to never lose faith or hope in You. In Jesus' name we've prayed. And everyone said, amen, amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear from you. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. We want to hear from you. We want to pray. And thank you for your generosity. Your gifts are helping us to care and to reach out to new people for Jesus. You can go online. You can use the app or the website anytime. And hey, be sure to take advantage of all of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, Samson was a flawed leader that God used anyway. He experienced hard lessons, yet called out to God, and God didn't abandon him. Who do you know that needs to know this Jesus who will not forsake or abandon them? You're the one to tell them.
You know why Noah had such a hard time fishing on the ark?
Why?
He only brought 2 worms.
The Men's Ministry Breakfast will be Saturday, September 10th at 8 a.m. Pat Rammert will facilitate a video narrated by Christian actor Kirk Cameron. The subject is a fascinating story about the Forefathers Monument, a dedication to religious freedom located in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Christchurch Explorers is taking it on the road. On Friday, September 9th, starting at 10:15 a.m., they will spend the day on Route 66. From the Blue Whale in Catoosa to the world's largest totem pole, join us. Firm RSVPs are required to Marsha Owen.
First Wednesday is back. September 7th at 5:30 p.m., we will celebrate and support the Little Lighthouse. The Little Lighthouse provides tuition-free Christian education and therapeutic services for children with special needs and their families. Join us at 5:30 p.m. for a meal, then special music with Micah Obel and our own Diana Lee and Laura Gebhard from The Little Lighthouse. First Wednesday, a meal, a mission, a message.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.